What am I doing? Oh, I have Pinkin on my lap, and it's ramble time. But before I start, I think this ramble I'll probably open up to all tiers. Maybe shuffle it to the $5 tier a little later, but I feel I've been a little slow this month, so I just want to give everybody a little something for now until I record my mommy audio. It's an NO script, and NO scripts are always classic. It will be a soft mommy. She's in a pretty lacy nightie, and you'll age play with me. We'll regress a little, and you could feel safe with me. And yes, it will be naughty. It will be FRM, just for my boys, because it is very, very good boy heavy. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do a proper good girl take. So, yeah, this one's for the boys for now. I think I would like to do a good girl only audio at some point, but I'm kind of out of it this month. I don't know if you guys could hear it, but I'm a bit out of breath. I'm not sick or anything. I've just been stuffy and very, very low energy. But I'm trying not to rely too much on coffee. Part of it, I've realized, is that I'm super anemic right now, and I don't want to make excuses for myself, but the two brain cells I have in my head, they're kind of oxygen deprived right now, so yeah, Skitty's extra derp. Apologies. Recording and getting out of bed is a bit of a struggle these days, but I am ironing up. Skitty's gonna pump the iron. No, Skitty's gonna take her iron pills. And hopefully, I'll be better in a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Take care of yourselves. Don't be like me. Don't be anemic. Don't be tired. But we do what we can. Right, Pinkin? I pet my good boy. It is very therapeutic to pet him. Yeah. How many of you guys still have a plush or something to hug? Whether it be a body pillow or a childhood stuffy or a new friend? Pinkin, how long have you been with me? I think it's been about a year now. I think I got him last February. I love him. I love him so much, my little squishy boy. I'm an adult woman with a penis blush. Don't judge. Yeah, I was really happy to include him in my last YouTube video, audio. And it blew me away when No Bro, the artist for the thumbnail, decided to draw him as well. He's so cute, my little mushroom boy. And the comments, I read your comments. Makes me happy. Okay, breathe, Skitty. Stuffy, Skitty. Alright, Ramble, you guys ready? Okay, so I asked for suggestions in my last ramble, and one of the comments, thank you, you suggested I talk about foods, and I love talking about foods. I love foods. I'm really, really grateful that I don't have any food allergies. I could pretty much eat whatever I want. And I've got a good metabolism, so I could eat whatever the frig I want. Anywho, I went on Google, and I think I googled, like, weirdest food combinations, and I ended up on this website called Eat This. And I remember when I was younger, I'd go to the library, and they'd have these books called, Eat This, Not That, and they're meant to be diet books that are kind of fun. They show you two options, like, you should eat grapes instead of pizza. But no, actually I'm doing a bad comparison. It's like, eat this burger instead of that burger. They look about the same, they taste about the same, but this burger is so much healthier than that burger. So it's kind of like, eat this, not that. Diet through substitutions that still taste good. And they were really fun books to flip through, so I liked looking at them. So it was kind of neat I was able to land on this website to look at this food article. Anyways, 30 surprising delicious food pairings that will blow your mind. Okay, I want my mind blown. I haven't scrolled through this article yet. I want to be completely surprised. And I will link it so you guys could also follow along. And yeah, I think there's like pretty pictures that you could look at. I really want to be surprised. Okay. I think I have to rerun this with Adblocker. Yes, now the page is less cluttery. I love you, Adblocker. Okay. Weirdest food combinations. Hit me. Ice cream and fries. Oh, I've heard of this before. People go to like Wendy's, grab a Frosty, or McDonald's and grab a McFlurry, and then you dip your fries in it. I've never tried it. I know it's a thing. But I would give it a go. It's not that weird. A little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty. Personally, I'd probably eat these things apart. Skitty just picked up a little tub of Häagen-Dazs. Häagen-Dazs? I don't know how to pronounce it. And I will enjoy that over the next week. Can you guess what flavor I got? Usually I pick up coffee, because I'm a little coffee fiend. But today I picked up vanilla and almonds. Chocolate dip almonds and vanilla ice cream. I like my nuts. Let's move on. Number 2, chocolate and avocado. This is like sweet. What is avocado? Like a buttery taste? Butter, chocolate. I could see this being a thing. This is, so far, these aren't completely weirding me out. Article, you're kind of disappointing me. Okay, I'm gonna keep on scrolling. I'm gonna read these out to you. And I'll stop at a weird one. Adding a drizzle of olive oil and a few sea salt flakes to vanilla ice cream. You won't regret it. Sea salt and sweet is really good. I like, there's a chocolate bar I have that has like sea salt and chocolate. It's a Lindt chocolate bar. But I haven't, why would you put olive oil on ice cream? That is a little weird. Okay, let's move. Coca-Cola and chicken. How are we serving this? To have Coke with a side of chicken is not that bad, but are we putting like a chicken wing or a chicken drumstick inside a Coca-Cola? Because that would be weird. Let me read this. Recipes for Coca-Cola chicken are abundant for a reason. While most people are more familiar with a soda in its drinkable form, there's also something to be said about frying chicken in it. If you think about it, it's a salty sweet combo. Okay, so I guess you use Coca-Cola in the batter. I think my mom used to do that. I haven't had it in years. I remember it tasting good, but maybe I should ask her to make it for me again. Number 5. Strawberries and balsamic. I'll be honest, these aren't weirding me out. Where's the, like, pickles and ice cream stuff? Apparently, strawberries and balsamic vinegar or an old age Italian combination that works surprisingly well. Okay, I'm gonna keep on scrolling. I don't know if I could scroll through all 30. Give me a weird one. Peanut butter and burgers, not bad. Chocolate and chips, sure. Banana and bacon, it just sounds like breakfast. Prosciutto and watermelon. Okay, peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. Okay, I feel like pickles and a lot of stuff is a little weird. I'd still have it. But, pizza and ranch dressing. Ketchup and ranch dressing. Blueberries and steak. Okay, that's kind of new. Watermelon salt is one I hear about all the time. Is how on earth are these weird combinations? I'm a disappoint so much. Honey and pizza. Where's my pineapple and pizza? Okay, I think this article failed me. Maybe I should have looked this over before reading it with you guys. Boo. Maybe I could look up strange foodstuffs. Okay. Bucketlistjourney.net. 50 strange foods from around the world that we must try. Okay. Another list. Can people come up with like a top 10 instead of making me scroll through 50? 50 stuffs? Weird food bucket list. Okay, let's look at this. Number one is from Mongolia. It is Arak. This is a typical Mongolian beverage. Low alcohol percentage. Made out of mare's milk. A mare is a female horse. Filtered through the cloth. Stirring. And it takes a couple days to complete. Okay. Cow milk alcohol. I try it. Number two, United States, alligator, southern dish, specifically if we go to Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Texas. I will admit, I think the strangest animal I've ever consumed is probably alligator, and I don't even remember it because I had it as a kid. So, technically, I have this on my bucket list. Oh my gosh, alligator eggs. Oh, I don't know what that would taste like. I only know my chicken eggs. I think I'm just gonna go through the top 10. Because 50 is a lot. And, I'm running out of breath. And I'm sitting up. Ski. Why are you so stuffy? Number three, alpaca. Wait, I don't want to eat alpaca. I didn't know people ate alpacas. No. Okay, let me read this. Alpaca is a fairly normal part of cuisine, especially in Peru. Its meat is tender and mildly flavored with low fat content. It can be prepared in diverse ways, many of which are similar to that of beef and pork. Oh, so you have alpaca in Peru, Chile, and Bolivia. Oh, I'm sad. I don't think I want alpaca on my list. Although if you served it to me, I probably wouldn't know better, and I would still eat it. Maybe that's the trick to getting skinny to eat weird foods. Just don't tell me what it is. Number four, ant eggs soup. Oh, no. Laos, Thailand. I know you could eat a lot of, like, bug dishes in Asia. And eating buggos is supposed to be very protein-rich. It's supposed to be good for the environment. And there are a lot of people advocating for this type of cuisine more. As we move away from red meats, big farms, and that sort of thing. I think it's just, maybe I'll catch on with the next generation, but I do not feel comfortable eating an egg soup. That said, lobsters used to be like the bugs of the sea and was a very cheap food. And now it's for rich people. So, who knows? Maybe ant eggs will be a delicacy in the future. Number 5. Balut. Oh, I have heard of balut. From the Philippines. Although I think other Asian cultures also eat it. I find it a little sad, but this is a fertilized egg embryo that's been hard-boiled. So there's actually a partially developed chicken there. And I guess it's good protein. I've heard good things about it, but I'm not ready to eat a fertilized egg. Okay, I'm actually much happier with this list than the eat this, not that one, because those food combinations weren't that weird for me, but some of these bucket list items are very interesting. Number 6. Basashi raw horse meat, Japan. Okay, horsey meat. So this is a specialty dish in Japan's Kumamoto region. It's served like sashimi, and it's served on a bed of leaves with soy sauce to dip in it. I guess if people eat tartar, raw horse meat might not be that big of a jump, but I've always thought tartar was also kind of something I don't want to eat. I'm okay with sashimi, which is raw fish, but I'm not quite ready to eat other raw meats yet. Even growing up, raw fish was kind of like, ew, it's slimy, it's weird. It wasn't until like after my college years that I learned to appreciate sushi more. And now I eat raw fish, particularly salmon. I like my salmon. Number 5. Beef tongue. I think beef tongue is probably like pretty common, I think, in North America. I personally haven't had it very much, but let's see. It is especially common in Mexican cuisine, where it's used as an ingredient in tacos and burritos. I'm not sure if I've had beef tongue. My family definitely has, but Mom and Dad are definitely more adventurous than I am. Number 8. Ooh, how do I pronounce this? It's from South Korea. Byeodonggi? You know what? It's silkworm. It's silkworm pupae. Apparently it's a popular snack sold by street vendors all around South Korea. Typically served in steamed or boiled, and occasionally served as a side dish in a fish restaurant. Some liken its taste similar to nuts, as they could be quite crunchy. Ooh. Just from looking at the pictures, if I didn't think too much about it, I might think it's a nutty soup. But if you stare long enough, you realize that they're little larvae. Maybe if someone dared me, I'll try it. I think I'm okay with crunchy bugs. I don't want squishy bugs. Number 9. Bird nest soup. Oh, I've heard of this one. It's pretty much like bird spit, isn't it? Okay, let me read. These are specifically created from edible nest swiftlets. Bird nest soup is considered an expensive, luxurious delicacy. You might have to make your way to a high-end restaurant to find it on the menu. Mostly Southeast Asia, China. It doesn't really explain what makes the nest, but yeah, from what I remember, it's like bird spit, I think. I might have to Google it. I might be completely wrong. But of the weird foods, I think I'd be okay with trying this one. Number 10, blood sausages. Not that weird to me, just because I think it's fairly common around here, but United Kingdom and Ireland, I don't remember if I've had blood sausages. I just know a lot of people I know have had it. Blood sausages are made from various meats mixed with fresh blood, which gives it a distinctive dark color. Oh, you know what? Maybe blood sausages would be good for anemia. Or you could feed me a lot of steaks. I think I would prefer steaks. I like my steaks medium rare, please. In UK, Ireland, it's called black pudding rather than blood sausage because of its consistency of oatmeal mixed with pig's blood. You can have it in a variety of ways, grilled, fried, or boiled. And it's actually part of a traditional full breakfast. Okay. I mean, I think if you get over the part that it's like a bloody sausage, it's just meat, congealed blood. Okay. I'm actually having a lot of fun looking through this list. I'm just gonna scroll, and let's see what I land on. Number 41, rattlesnake. This is mostly from China, Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Thailand. Apparently rattlesnake meat is light and tender, similar to chicken. Yes, everything tastes like chicken. I remember having frog legs once, and I thought, wow, chicken. Until I realized that this leg is kind of small for a chicken. I guess it could have belonged to a quail or something, but at that point I knew I wasn't eating chicken, and I turned to my mom and I was like, Mom, what am I eating? Oh, okay. At that point, I'd have already eaten half the meal, so yeah, I guess I'm okay with frog. I don't know about rattlesnake, but I guess I'd try it. Scrolling through this, there's a lot of bug stuff. Oysters? How is oysters a weird food? Personally, I don't like oysters. Too slimy. Alright, okay. So, those are foods. What are some of your favorite foods, or most interesting foods you've eaten? I feel like my foods are pretty boring. Pretty North American. I'd have Asian cuisine here and there, but aside from that, I feel like a very basic skitty. You know what I need? I need a foodie friend to bring me around town and make me try new stuff. Anywho, that's it for now, I hope I made you guys all hungry. Thank you always for being my patrons. For being so supportive and patient, and please take care of yourselves. Your health and mental health is very important. It's important that you do stuff for yourself. Alrighty. I love you all.